Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3027, Minimalist, The Beginning, by Chris Lovett of lessisprogress.com, and I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. Happy New Year. Welcome to the show where I simply read articles to you, the best ones I can find and get permission from, and then I give a little bit of commentary at the end. And we're going to jump right into our next article today for Minimalist Monday as we optimize your life. Minimalist, The Beginning, by Chris Lovett of lessisprogress.com. I hadn't even heard of minimalism 18 months ago. I mean, I'd experienced minimal music, visual art, and fashion before, and maybe used the term a few times in work context, but overall had no idea about a minimalist movement, what a minimalist was, or anything of the sort. In early 2017, a window of opportunity opened up, whether that was carefully planned or if the stars just aligned, who knows, for my partner and I to take a break from work and go traveling, something I had not done in my teens or 20s because I just wasn't in that mindset. I always thought I had too many things going on, but I always listened to the stories of my friends who took that adventure and felt slightly envious of all the amazing experiences they had and people they encountered and memories they would keep forever. In the lead up to this, we needed to save money for it all, a few months to prepare, a rough number to get to. Now, I feel like I can squeeze general day-to-day savings from lifestyle choices, but that wasn't going to cut it. That would help, but we needed something more substantial and long-term. As I sat in a flat full of things, I looked around for what I could sell, what I hadn't used for a while, and realized that I had a lot of stuff. We had a lot of stuff. Stuff that we needed, stuff that had emotional attachment to it, stuff that was just stuff. Those jeans with the rips I loved but never wore, the super cool trapdoor t-shirt that was stuffed down the bottom of the wardrobe with my old football kit, the DVDs that were never watched, but when it came on TV, I watched it, the books I promised myself to read but never did, the sofa bed we bought years ago for that one time someone stayed over, which actually stored all the extra cameras, schoolwork, sleeping bags for festival season, old phones, a keyboard, three guitars, which I only played to impress my partner when we first met, computer game accessories, we're talking Guitar Hero here with full band gear, cooking books, random wires, old routers, and board games that didn't have all the pieces. Aren't we all searching for missing pieces? They all went, some to new owners, people who would get great value in using them. That mentality was there, but it was more to save money. As the travel time got nearer, the furniture holding all this stuff went, as too did more shoes, trinkets, tools, and clutter. For the final push, we sold the flat. Whatever core valuables remained stayed at my parents' until our return. I looked down at my key ring and there was nothing there. No car keys, no house keys, no work fob, no pass, no bottle opener, nothing. This should be scary, but why did it feel so good? A couple of nights before we left, we packed our bags, overpacked them, minimalist work in progress, and reflected on the effort put in to get rid of that stuff. It felt good, not just knowing that I could live quite happily with less, but also giving that opportunity to others to gain value in your stuff. I know one of my guitars went to an 8-year-old for his birthday, his first guitar. I know a photography student now uses one of our cameras for their course. I know someone has picked up my books and read them rather than leaving them to gather dust. Someone is definitely having the time of their life on Guitar Hero. One of my suits was worn by a 16-year-old for his end-of-school prom. The list goes on. It was when we were in Ninh Binh, North Vietnam, when it all finally clicked. What we were doing was becoming minimalists. Minimalism was the tool that helped remove the excess stuff, physical and mental, from our environment that allowed us complete freedom to enjoy what was really important to us. Plus, we'd also helped others find fulfillment and added value along the way. There was no anxiety of stuff back home. Was it safe? Will it still work? There's hardly anything left. No work issues, no delayed commutes. We were living in the moment, taking ourselves out of our comfort zone, exploring the world and learning more about ourselves and each other. Now I have my own memories I keep forever. Minimalism is not just about consumerism or having less stuff. It can impact many areas of your life. A friend of mine once said the reason they couldn't find the time to do more of what they enjoyed at home was because they spent a considerable amount of time cleaning. Cleaning the cabinet that stored the stuff that was never used. The minimalism journey so far has been extremely rewarding, and it's only the start. You just listened to the post titled Minimalist, The Beginning by Chris Lovett of lessisprogress.com. And thank you to Chris for the reminder today about minimalism not necessarily being about consumerism or simply having less stuff. It could be about time or giving back and contribution or your passions. It covers a wide range of things. But when we're talking about stuff, I've always loved decluttering when moving. It's a great time to reevaluate what I have and what I truly need. Starting fresh gives us a chance to fill our spaces with the essential and really make things more clean, organized, and efficient, and hopefully keep it that way. Also while letting go of things that no longer serve us and can hopefully serve someone else. Personally, I love throwing things away, but as I've learned more and more about sustainability from some of the authors featured here on this show, if it has some use to someone, then all the more reason to sell something or give it to someone in need. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you're not in the process of moving, and in that case, it's all about periodic evaluation and remembering, which gets to the heart of this podcast. It's daily so that we can all remember what's important and hopefully optimize a little bit each day. With minimalism, maybe it's simply having a box near your door where you can just drop things that you feel like you no longer need as you come across them. So then you don't have to worry about a bigger purge down the road. Little steps like this go a long way. So think about how little minimalism can go a long way in your life today and enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be curating articles for you here again tomorrow, where optimal life awaits.